In this moment, it distracted or Jivati, which is attained under some distraction. It's this dear Deva. That is what I meant.
Is that part of you which you restrict the same part of you that is liberated?
Yeah. Some restriction is necessary. Or arbitrary. Or austerity is necessary to attain liberty.
What are you to restrict, or what am I to restrict?
According to the... We are some kind of, under some kind of circumstances, always different circumstances. So our way is not always the same. The actual liberty is not always the same. That is realization of liberty, or to create liberty, actual liberty in this world. We understand in this way. We do not understand it. Restriction. We understand the means of realizing the liberty, not as restriction. Okay. For your husband is restriction. But because of your husband, you can express your affection, distinction, and it gives you some chance to express liberty of life. I have to say, these
Yeah.
mystery. Mystery. I think in our way of life, way that we are, the things of America, something is missing, and we are dispersed. We are, we are caught by the idea of liberty too much, and we really need life. Or we do not emphasize too much outside the outside. But some intention is yet for our desire or instinct. Some control. So if you practice this, that you can practice with anything new. You have some things with it. So because you have to organize some part. And some restriction is necessary for your life. If you want to get a part of God to understand more, you have to concentrate on this is all on every day, practice of that, then there should be some restriction.
Thank you.
So called fundamental drive came to me that day through fundamental drive. To the right way. My whole time I thought I would be grateful to the cause. I have nothing to be proud of. So please help me. That is my way. And when we are angry with you in the time, when we are from long conflict, in your way, or when you are caught by some wrong idea, that is not the way. Don't fool yourself. Thank you.
after the Second World War, in Japan, the textbook of history completely changed. The study of history is a part of study of sociology now. And that sociology is based on some idea or some idea framework of society. And almost all the teachers in Japan become a lover. Idea of them. And that framework rather to be more social. It is not better to be some novel. If you want to be a rabbi, this is another rabbi.
you can stop your mind from the sutra, you really won't help too much. You won't be able to understand.
Talk to your mind. No need to stop your mind. When you practice this, you have to. Be confined in physical world. Must not be confined in physical world. That is why we are called some idea of it. You exist in perfect way. Exist as a perfect existence. This is perfect. There is no other perfection. You say harmony, but it's harmony. That is the center of the harmony. Can you pick up something perfect? Harmony. That is harmony. Harmony exists between us. You cannot pick up the family. This is some Jew in New York City who have all this. But some Jews in New York City. Before you notice, you have it. Harmony is something we have already before we say harmony. Do you have, do someone have same problem that she has? For instance, in practice studies, and we bow to Buddha. That image. How do you understand our practice and to bow to Buddha image? You want to know your effort that you are making is right effort or wrong effort to that point. The effort you make means that you are caught by the idea of Buddha or image, that you read scriptures means that you are caught by the teachings, the written teachings. Is that so? If so, you think that is wrong. Is that what you mean?
Philosophical and
Now, you are in a problem in the realm of not philosophical understanding of Buddha's image or Buddha teaching written in scripture, but philosophy of practice, by practice, or philosophy of practice of study, maybe something. And you do not understand. You have no sufficient intellectual understanding of your practice. Maybe so. That is the main point of the lecture tonight. That is the point. In short, if you do not have, if you do not understand why am I angry, I am quite different. I am quite someone who has nothing to do with you. What is your attitude? Not exactly so, but I can, if I emphasize or exaggerate your problem, maybe. That is why I'm very, very angry. You ignore my passion. In short, if Buddhism is right, or if double practice is right, I will practice that. If that is wrong, I will not do it. Or if the leader of practice is good one, I will practice. If not, I will not. That is what he is saying. It looks like so, at least.
Not so much that, what you do say, though, it's true in my case, but I think that quite often, in terms of a special freedom or a special condition, mm-hmm. even though I can't conceptualize it, it's somehow opposite to what I'm in now.
Mm-hmm.
Certain kind of extension.
My lecture is directed to that point. Anyway, you are a philosopher. I'm a philosopher. So, finally, in the first step, acceleration to our practice is needed. So, I spoke another philosophical way tonight. And Buddhist philosophy is self-denial. Buddhist philosophy. This is study philosophy that you acquire absolute freedom from Buddhist philosophy. To intellectualize our understanding is to intellectualize our intellectuality. What is your intellectuality? What is philosophy? And if you study, if you push the philosophical way through and through, philosophy where leads in the dead. So we must try to push the idea of freedom, idea of perfect social structure of freedom to the point where you find that there is no more perfect social structure. Each of our life is here in the field of Saitar. That is absolutely true. Absolutely true.
You are right. You are right. You see it well.
Saitar. See it suffering. We say in the monastery, after Buddha passed away, it is 2,050 years ago that Buddha passed away. If today is past, our life may become shorter. We are like a fish in a small pond, muddy pond, small, shallow, muddy pond. How is it possible to attain perfection in such a muddy pond? But we have to strive for. The perfection. Buddha had strived for, and we have to be successor Buddha. That is our way. Do you understand? And you want to find out some pure water in small pond. Small muddy pond. every 3 and 8 days, before 4 and 9 days, we receive this kind of big stick. And so you are in the mud. Highly popular. Who has ideas, perfect, where you have to be magnified. And you cannot get out of this. That is true. That is the eternal truth. That we are founded. Comparing to this teaching, who we are asking to practice that they are here. You think, you will find that. How angry Buddha would be. Did you understand? If all of you understand this point, there is no way. What is the meaning? It's quite easy to imagine. That is trust, ease, or justice. Does it make something? But cactus is cactus because it is cactus through and through. Your cactus is something more than cactus. When he wants to be a friend, how miserable creature is. Because catfish, through and through, his path is more than a catfish. He can move whole world. And this is death.
If a catfish wants to be a whale, isn't the desire to want to be a whale part of the catfish?
If he wants to be, it may be. If he wants to be a catfish, you have some desire to become aware, but you are a human being. Unfortunately.